The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, here's what happens on this clip on the Lost Zane Recordings Freeview. Segment starts with Diana calling in, all right? And then we segue into an interview with Yuri Fisher of the Detroit Red Wings. He's in one of the big wigs, the higher-ups, after what was a career that was too short. He was the guy, Yuri Fisher, who collapsed on the bench years ago and had a heart attack. And they revived him, and he lived. He joined us on the show. Part of this freeview, little snippet of the Lost Zane Recordings, the full show on my Patreon for my years at 107.3 WBBL. Check this out. If you like it, consider signing up for the Patreon. 15-plus hours of content each and every week. Just $5 a month for the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, and live streams. Try it out. See if you like it for that month. And maybe it'll turn into your go-to podcast to go with my free podcast, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here you go. All right, let's bring her in. Diana. Hey, honey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad, not bad. Getting ready? Everybody's ready to go?
Yeah, we're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't start off right, though.
You didn't have your song, did you?
No.
Late in the Evening by Paul Simon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You dummy.
Sorry, that's something I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, that's like, then everybody knows that I'm coming on.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
And they can be ready.
She's demanding her music now. To a point where she's demanding her music. Hey, by the way, Daisy had an accident. Not Daisy. O'Neill had an accident in the cage.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I don't know what the deal is with that.
Then I'm glad you didn't come get me to make me clean it up.
Nope. Typically, it depends. If it's solid, I can handle it. If it's
was it poo?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah. What else would it have been?
A pee?
Yeah. Yes, well, if it was solid.
There's a couple different options, for frick's sake. Oh, and by the way, Buddy ran in when I was leaving.
So he's in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, he doesn't know how to use the friggin' cat box. Why would you do that? You got to go get him.
I can't. I'm on my way to work. He ran in as I was leaving.
Well, why didn't you be more careful? The cat, he's an outside feral alley cat. You just let him strut in the house?
Probably he knows, kick him.
He has knows how to use a litter box. He's used it before.
All right. I don't know if he even knows where it's at, though. I didn't show him where
yes,
it was.
He does. He's been upstairs. He's not retarded.
You can't say that. You
he's
can't.
Not dumb.
You can't.
Sorry, I know. That was bad.
Everyone's losing their mind today.
You can't say that. I mean, you can't say the R word. How come I'm the only one here? The guy who gets fired is the only one telling people how to act around here.
Yeah, because you're afraid of getting fired.
I never say that, considering who I work with. Oh. Yeah, I work, so that is a bad.
You don't need to highlight it.
Huh?
So anyway, something I wanted to talk to you about. There was two things. Do you want to talk about the dream first, or do you want to talk about the incident at American RV?
Whatever you would like.
Okay, let's talk about the dream. How did it go on your end? It was Saturday morning, or like 2 a.m.
Yeah, I was sound asleep, I think I was in, REM sleep. I think I was dreaming.
Yeah.
And I was jolted awake by, poo, poo! What?
Was it Mike Ilitch?
Hold on. Hold on a second, Diana. You can't do that to her. Shut up and let her tell her story.
It was the ghost of Red Wings past.
No.
Yeah. Jolted awake.
Time out, poo. Time out, poo. That makes no sense, and it's not funny. Go ahead. I scream, poo, poo.
Yeah, so I was jolted awake by you yelling my name.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what? You go, I have to straighten my arm. I go, okay. You go, I have to straighten my arm out, and I have to relax it. It hurts. I go, why did you wake me up for that? And then I roll over, and then you go, wait a minute. My arm doesn't hurt. That must have been a dream.
I remember.
What on earth?
Now, when you brought it up to me, you said, hey, why did you wake me up last night? I go, I did. I had no idea.
Right.
And then as you told me the story more and more, I went, oh, yeah, I did do that. I was having a dream that my arm was in pain. And then it manifested by screaming your name.
Oh, my gosh. I know you drove me awake. I thought something was seriously wrong.
Hang on a second, Pooh. Yuri just called me on my cell phone. Can you call him back and then maybe we can get him on? We ran a miss with Yuri Fisher, but as you heard us, Diana. And then tell them about what happened when we were at American RV, because they did their big Winterfest sale. And we're just walking through campers with my friend Jimmy and Diana and I. We're in a camper.
We're in a camper. And I thought I'd be silly by, like, opening the bathroom door and then pretending like someone was in there. So I opened it, I shut it real quick, and it was somebody in there. I go, yeah, there's somebody in there. But there really wasn't. And I go, no, there really wasn't somebody in there. But then I turn the corner, and there's a there's a lady standing there, and she scared the hell out of me. So I screamed in her face.
Loud. Like, they're like one inch from each other. Diana turns
poor
around.
Old lady.
She's like 70 years old. And Diana goes, right in her face. And this poor lady jumped.
Had a heart attack, probably.
She jumped.
Now,
let me just tell you. This woman, Diana. Diana, whenever she sees someone startled, that's a recipe for hilarity for her. And so she sees that she has startled this poor woman and starts laughing in her face.
Oh.
Now, her husband sees this and witnesses it all.
He's ready to go, probably.
Well, he looks at her and says, what's in her coffee? So that's all.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. It can't take me anywhere.
Yeah, I know we can. We can. But and then Jimmy was who I was his very dear friend was like, oh my gosh, and so you know that's exactly how that went. So he was laughing hysterically. My God.
It was a disaster. I hope that lady was okay.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Pooh, I'm going to let you go. Yuri Fisher wants to talk to us, so I'm going to get to that.
He's much more important. Tell him I said hi.
I appreciate you calling, and have a good day, okay?
Okay, you too. See
All
you
right.
later.
Our better half. Our better half. Like Julius is married to her. Ben, I got him on hold. He called. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh, my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap. Okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing! No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th, EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's bring him in right now, Yuri Fisher from your Detroit Red Wings. Yuri, can you?
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
Yuri.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Doing great. Traveling in Russia and, you know, on a scouting trip. I was in Sweden. And
yeah, you've been very, very busy. Thank you for taking the time. Condolences on the passing of Mr. Mike Ilitch. This is Yuri Fisher, Director of Player Development for the Detroit Red Wings. And hang on, get rid of Diana. Director of Player Development for the Detroit Red Wings. You were overseas when you got the news about Mr. Ilitch. Very, very sad day for Red Wings fans and family members of the Ilitches and two sports leagues, pretty much the sports world in general. Very saddened by the passing of Mr. Ilitch.
It's I was when I got the news. I was driving from northern Sweden back to Göteborg, and and get the news. That's when the reality hits. And
yeah.
Mr. Ilitch was a special, special man, and we're not going to meet anybody like that again.
No, no question. In fact, if you could take us back, Yuri, to that fateful night in 05, in November of 05, when you went in a cardiac arrest, and thank God some quick action saved you and kept you with us. But can you describe what Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch did for you and how it went? I think your relationship really got to another level from that point on.
Very much, and it really started when I was drafted in 98, and I always felt that the Red Wings, it's not a corporation. It was a family. It is a family-run business, and Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch, they have the reins, and they always treated us that they made us feel that we're part of something. That I've worked for them since 1999 as an employee. I never felt as an employee. I always felt that I was a guy that they were excited to see. They remembered my name. They remembered my family members' names. They remembered my parents. They remembered my kids' names. It was really a neat time, to work for them. And that night I went into cardiac arrest. I passed out on the bench. I got somehow to the hospital while I was unconscious, and then when I woke up in the emergency room, I got transported upstairs in my room in the receiving hospital, and then Mr. Ilitch showed up in the first group as I started receiving visitors, and Ken Holland was in the group, and the leadership of the team, Jim Mill, and it was to me, I always look at leadership. They always focus on a cause. They always focus on making things better. But I realized then that it's all about people, and they really treated us unlike I always imagined. You're an employee, and you go to work, and then you receive a paycheck, and that's not they made me feel special. They I was panicking. I had a hard time grasping what actually happened, and right then, even before Mr. Ilitch walked into my hospital room, only later I found out he talked to my fiance Avery at the time, and he told her, "Don't worry, we'll take care of everything. He's one of us, and we're honoring the contract. I had a 1 year left on the contract, and we're gonna bring the parents over. Whatever needs to be done, we'll make sure that Yuri's gonna bounce back."
Wow.
And they sure did. Very very humbling, very special time. It was very tense for me emotionally, and they really made sure that everything works out for me. So, special man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about the commitment he made right then and there. One less thing for you to think about as you were in a very, very scary situation, and have since been able to transition to a terrific administrative role, being the Director of Player Development, Yuri Fisher from the Detroit Red Wings, talking about the passing of Mr. Ilitch. In fact, what you said sounds very similar to what I heard Chris Osgood say over the weekend when
Ozzie talked about his time in Detroit and then with the Islanders and then with St. Louis and then back to Detroit. And one of the things he mentioned was he had a chance to see other ownership groups. And boy, it was completely different to what he had experienced in Detroit. And I think that it all kind of echoes what you said about how they did business, just kind of like a mom and pop business.
Starting with people first. That's what I realized, you know, early, the young kid, I started playing as a 19-year-old, and so you just worry about hockey, and make sure I get ice time, make sure I play well, and that's the only way to get ice time, and make sure I'm prepared. And then as we get older, I started paying attention to other things, and really how the business is ran, and how it starts at the top. And, you know, we would have annually, we would have our development camp for our top prospects. And, you know, when we held it in Detroit, now it's up in Traverse City. And when we held it in Detroit, Mr. and Mrs. Silich, they always made sure that they get face-to-face time with all the prospects. And so they invited the whole staff of the camp and all the 40 players that we bring in into their suite at the Tigers games. And they really made sure they shake hands with everybody. They made sure that they give everybody enough time to feel important. And, yeah. You know, that's what some guys that they would never see again. They, you know, a lot of the guys weren't under contract. And just the way they treat people and the way that Mr. Illich really made sure that everybody gets to know him, and he gets to know them and remembers and made everybody feel good.
Yuri Fisher, Red Wings Director of Player Development, very, very nice of you to join us from Russia today. Thank you for joining us.
Maybe you've already kind of answered it, but what's the one lasting memory you'll have of Mike Illich?
That's interesting. I will always remember how calming his presence was. I never felt, and this is personal. I grew up in communism. I grew up in Czechoslovakia, and you look at older people with utmost respect, and you have to call them Mr. And then in communism, there's always an order of rank. And when I get to North America, I realized that things can be different too. The biggest thing was that Mr. Illich never, I never felt that he treated us, I'm an owner, you're an employee, you listen what I say.
Gotcha.
It was always, hey, how can I help? And how have you been? And what about, the last season? Tell me something about it. And so I will remember, I was 2 years ago in Mr. Illich's suite with all our prospects, and he sat down, and then he started talking. He really wanted to make sure he knows everything about our prospects and who is our first round pick and who are the invites, and he really was curious. He was interested in who all the people are. There was about 50 of us.
Yeah.
And he took time, and I will always remember that I was never treated like an employee. I will always remember that he was very welcoming and very calming. And that was one of the times that was a good example of, hey, how are your kids? And I haven't seen him for years. So
right.
He always had questions. He always had time to listen to what people have to say. And to me, that was the ultimate guy to work for.
Incredible. Yuri Fisher, Director of Player Development for the Detroit Red Wings, joins us from Russia. I also saw this story came out about Mr. Illich, about for the last 10 years of Rosa Parks' life, and you may not have even known this because it wasn't really talked about. No one talked about it, but upon his passing, people who were involved in this did reveal it, that Mr. Ilitch was very upset that 10 years before her death, Ms. Parks was robbed. And he said, we've got to get her into a terrific neighborhood, and it needs to happen right now. And Mr. Ilitch put her into a nice place to live and paid for it. And that story developed over the weekend as well. Now the story can be told. He, of course, didn't want it talked about at the time. But I think that is also another example of the fine soul that that the Ilitches are and were.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
It just resonates with everything I witnessed, that they
mm-hmm.
first.
Yeah.
Always people first. And I think that's why they've been so successful in life.
Well, Yuri, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Condolences again. The hockey family, the hockey world, and the sports world is mourning. And Mr. Ilitch will lie in repose for a public visitation Wednesday at the Fox Theater in Detroit. What's your travel schedule? Are you going to be? I mean, how's it working on your end?
Well, I'll be flying back Wednesday, and obviously very tough.
Yeah. Yuri, thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll see you down the road. Okay, buddy?
Thank you very much.
Yuri Fisher from your Detroit Red Wings joining us. Fantastic. Man, just a tough, tough thing as Mr. Ilitch has passed away. Yuri, he was definitely feeling it. You could hear it in his voice. And just quite a thing.
Hockey town, it's a place where dreams are found. We fought so many.
Coming up next, we will get into the Grammys. It's a pretty good show, actually. A couple screw-ups. I think they recovered, but just sort of some weird moments in that thing. We'll be back.
Not alone, just look around.
Hey, thanks for listening to the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.